Hey, little brother. Do you have a minute? I was wondering if you could potentially help me out with something, if you're not too busy, that is. Well, you know how they had that career fair at school last semester? Well, I ended up taking one of those career placement tests thingies. Yeah, you know the ones. And the results said that I'm best suited to becoming a doctor. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I've always hated science classes, but now that I've read up on the training and the different specializations out there, I think I might actually want to go to med school. The only thing I'm really not sure about is whether I'd like examining patients. So, I thought maybe you could let me examine you. Just to, see if I actually like doing this. I mean, I even thought we could maybe make a game out of it. Like, how we used to play doctor when we were younger? Mom would get so mad whenever she caught us. Well, she's still at work for a few more hours, so I don't think we need to worry about getting caught at least this time. Besides, it isn't like we're doing anything wrong. Now that we're older and a lot more mature. Well, at least I am. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me touching your body, right? Of course not. So, why don't we go ahead and get started? I want to make this as realistic as possible, like a real doctor's appointment. So, I'm gonna step into the hallway for a moment while you strip down to your underwear. Okay? I'll be right back. So, are you ready for me to come back in? All right, good. Also, you should probably lay down on my bed. We'll pretend it's like an exam table. Plus, I'm sure it's a lot more comfortable than one anyway. Okay, I'm going to start by listening to your heart and lungs. Look. I even found Grandpa's old stethoscope. Now, just relax and breathe normally while I listen to your chest. Oops, sorry about that. I forgot they tend to be a little cold. Sorry. I'll breathe on it a little bit just to warm it up. Okay, let's try that again. Better? Good. Now, I want you to go ahead and take in a few deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. All right, yeah, do that a couple more times for me. Your lungs sound clear, and of course, you definitely have a strong heartbeat. Now, I'm going to test your reflexes. I'm just going to tap this spot under your kneecap, and it should make your lower leg kick out. Okay? You ready? All right. First, I'm going to start with the left knee. Good. Now onto the right. Your reflexes seem to be normal as well. Now let me think. What else can I do? Oh yeah. Yep. Almost forgot. And check the glands in your neck. I'm just gonna feel this area on the sides of your throat, right under your jaw, okay? Yeah, but everything feels normal. You're actually a better patient for me than you are for other doctors, little brother. I wonder why. Now, there's only one more examination I need to make. I need to check you for hernias. Now, I need you to lift your hips so I can slide down your underwear. Alrighty. Now, I'm just gonna hold your testes and. What's the matter? You just jumped again. Are my hands cold too now? Oh. So you're telling me you've never had a girl touch your balls before? I don't know why I find that very hard to believe, but okay. Just relax. This should only take a second, okay? I'm just gonna touch them, so just don't freak out. Deep breaths. Okay. Now I need you to cough for me. All right. Cough again. Okay. I don't feel any hernias, so you're good there. I think you're... Well, why is your penis getting hard? Oh, so now it feels good when I touch your balls, huh? Really? But don't forget, I am just your sister, and this is a medical exam. Does this really make you horny? Is it because it just feels good having my warm fingers touching your balls, or do you actually, I don't know, like me, you know, like a girlfriend like? Aw, little brother. It's so nice of you to say that. Really think I'm the prettiest girl you know? I swear, you've always been such a sweetie. I'm so lucky to have you as a little brother, I swear. No guy has ever said anything like that to me before. And I have to admit, I've always thought you were cute too. And just seeing you here with your penis just getting hard for me, it's so flattering. You know, I could just, I don't know, kiss you right now. Would that be okay? Oops. You jumped again when I tried to kiss you. Was that your first kiss too? Jesus, I swear, you really are a late bloomer, weren't you? Well, I'm glad I got to be your first. So, do you want to try it again? Good. Because I definitely do too. You like this, don't you? I can just feel your balls start to get heavier in my hand. And your cock just looks really, really hard right now. I think you should kiss me again. But this time, I want you to open your mouth. Just follow my lead on this one, okay? It feels so just, I guess, natural, for lack of a better word, to kiss you. I never thought that I would like making out my brother as much as I apparently do. I know it's wrong, but it just feels... So... God. I'm sorry, sweetie. Am I holding your balls too tight? I mean, you're just... squirming like crazy against me. No? It's your cock, huh? Oh, have I made my little brother so hard that his cock is starting to ache? I'm a little sorry. Why don't you let me kiss it and make it better? How was that? Does it feel any better now? No. Well, I'd better kiss it some more. I mean, doctors are supposed to make their patients feel better after all. How does it feel when I lick your cock, little brother? Can you just imagine how good it would feel if I just slipped your sweet little cock into my mouth and sucked on it? Would you like that? Do you want to see your cock just disappear into your loving sister's mouth? Ask nicely. Of course. I mean, I gave you your first kiss, and now I get to give you your first blowjob. I love you too, little brother. And I want to make you feel so good. I know just how horny you are. And I want to be here for you. I want to suck you gently. So you can feel how much I love you. Feels so good to be here with you. And to feel your cock getting harder in my mouth. I want to feel you come for me. I'm just gonna suck you until you come, till you ejaculate in my mouth. And I'm gonna swallow it. Because I love you, and I want to pleasure you. You are such a good boy, I swear. I mean, you have helped me practice being a doctor. And you told me how pretty I am. Now, I'm gonna make you come. I know you want this. I know you want to come for me. You're at the edge, aren't you? Are you ready, little brother? Come for me. I come in my mouth. So, did you enjoy that? I did too. You know, it really does make me so happy to see you like this. You look so sweet and peaceful. You were such an excellent patient for me. Maybe next time we play doctor, I'll let you examine me. But for now, I think I just want to kiss you again. Yes, I love you too, little brother, I swear.